Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, I would like to welcome the positive approach and interest expressed towards the implementation of DDPA by various member states in the room. And I would like to reiterate that member states must refamiliarize with the content of DDPA. And it's been 20 years, and there is a long-standing gap in terms of addressing DDPA. As someone coming from Global South, I look at DDPA as one of the models and foundation in terms of addressing racism, and how DDPA has eventually expanded the idea or the very concept of racism and racial discrimination, not confining to a community or a region or an individual. DDPA has focused on multiple forms of discrimination, and in its strongest words, DDPA has tried to address and combat racism and anti-racism, and it has laid a foundation in terms of how member states and other stakeholders could address in combating or eradication of racism and racial discrimination. And most importantly, I would also like to appreciate various issues addressed by member states here with regards to reparation, migration, technology, and many others. And I would like to again mention that these are certain important and significant issues which were previously raised by my predecessors, and there has been extensive research reports pertaining to the issues that has been raised by various member states here. And at the same time, with regards to Islamophobia, which has been one of the major concerns in the recent past, and being the special rapporteur on racism, we also look at how the mandate also addresses Islamophobia, and especially in the context of hate speech. And we also have to understand the long-standing gap between hate speech and freedom of expression. And it's high time that member states have a stronger legislation, and particularly in addressing the clear distinction between hate speech and freedom of expression. And the overlap that exists in the context of hate speech and freedom of expression has placed marginalized communities at major risks in terms of how they've been subjected to racism, racial discrimination across the globe. And as a special rapporteur, I intend to address this in my upcoming report on online hate speech, looking at how hate speech has subjected various marginalized communities across the globe in terms of discrimination, exclusion, structurally, institutionally, and in various other spaces. And lastly, I would like to also mention that there is there's a need to have a structural and comprehensive approach to translate DDPA into reality. And it is high time that member states take note of the legislations, the domestic legislations, both at the national and the regional level, which is extremely significant in terms of translating anti-racism legislations into reality. I would like to end my comments here, and I would like to thank Madam Chair for giving me this opportunity. Thank you again. Thank you.